keep consistent with a few areas that you do on a regular basis and just always do it. But as certainly creatures of habit, it's easy to fall out of that. You might create a habit with it, and then one day you don't do it, and then the next day you don't do it, and the next month you don't do it. Next thing you know, very hard to get that back in.
Right. The other thing that we advise clients on is rewarding small improvements. If you're training an animal, you reward them when they make any small deviation toward the direction that you want to go. And the same thing works with businesses because it's really hard to change and things get worse before they get better. Employees hit roadblocks, they make mistakes. All of that is going to happen. So when you see a small change in the right direction, reward it. And discipline around those rewards is really important. They don't have to be big rewards. What I say is plan some time every Friday, you know, at 11 o'clock to recognize a team for something that they did that was right. This could just be something that your administrative assistant puts on your calendar, and Thursday they're going to go out and find a team that did something right. So you stop by their cubicle and you say, hey, I heard about that thing that you guys did. That's incredible. I even got some feedback from the customer. They were really excited about the new direction that we're going. So just reinforcing those things that are going right makes a ton of difference. And those stories get around and people start feeling like, oh, it's not quite as hard as I thought it was. I'm making some progress. I feel better about the new direction. And you really got to have discipline around that. Discipline sounds hard, but it can be fun too. It can be a matter of just remembering to do a few things right.